Chapter 44. Early that evening, Francesca stopped by the blue and green houses. My houses. One with a black door. One with a brown door. One with a yellow mailbox. One with a red mailbox. She knocked on each door. She explained her plans for me. Both sets of parents said they understood. They would be sorry to see me go, but it would be a relief to see an end to wishing day, wouldn't it? And my absence would mean more sunlight in their living rooms and fewer acorns underfoot. Okay, at least let me make a deposit on the parents, Bongo grumbled. More sunlight? The nerve! How about less oxygen, people? Less beauty? Thank you for defending me, Bongo, I said, but no depositing. Samar and Stephen were not so understanding. They ran after Francesca as she crossed the lawn. Samar pulled on her sweater. You have to listen to us, Samar said. You can't cut down the tree.
I can't? Francesca inquired.
And why is that, dear?
Because, Stephen said, panting, it's alive.
I'm quite aware of that, Francesca said. It's a common trait of trees.
She paused, peering down at the ribbon around Samar's neck.
Why, I know that key, she said. I recognize the ribbon. A crow gave it to me.
No kidding. Smart birds, crows.
Samar slipped the ribbon over her head and handed the key to Francesca.
Oh, I don't want that old thing, she said, giving it back. You can keep it. It just made me remember.
It's not important. It opens a diary. My great-great-grandmother, Maeve, kept a journal after she moved here.
So that's what it's for, Samar said.
Where is it?
Stephen.
The journal?
Attic, maybe. Or no, it's probably in the shed behind Samar's house. Got a lot of old family stuff stashed away in there. She gave us a wry smile. Unless it all floated away. Backyard's pretty wet right now. Which, by the way, is one of the reasons it's time for this tree to say goodbye.
Samar wiped away tears.
You don't understand. This tree. It's almost like it's human.
That's sweet, Francesca patted Samar's head. But honey, it's just a tree. She squared her shoulders. Now I must go feed Lewis and Clark. I can hear them complaining from all the way over here. And I've got a busy day ahead of me tomorrow. As she moved to leave, Stephen stepped in front of her.
Before you go, he said, his voice firm, just listen.
He turned to me.
Say something, he instructed.
Please, tree, Samar pleaded.
I kept silent.
What more was there to say? Francesca looked up from Stephen to Samar and back again.
Children, she said. Perhaps those video games you like to play have addled your brains.
Talk, tree, Stephen said.
Silence.
It can talk, Samar told Francesca. Real words. It told us a story about Maeve.
Francesca, for just a moment, hesitated. She looked at me.
You mean metaphorically, of course. The tree seemed to talk to you. The leaves whispered, and so on.
It told us about the hollow and the baby.
Francesca blinked.
The baby?
Yes, Samar said. The abandoned baby.
Again, Francesca paused.
Of course, I've told that family story before. You probably heard it from a neighbor.
Stephen shook his head. We heard it from the tree.
Oh my, said Francesca. She waved a hand in front of her face. You're wearing me out, you two. I'm so very glad my parenting days are behind me. Listen here, you get a good night's sleep, understand? Or maybe some counseling.
As quickly as she could, Francesca made her way across the lawn, her shoes caked with mud.
Francesca! Stephen called.
It's just a tree, dears. Repeat after me. It's just a tree.
I was wondering if we could look for that diary.
She glanced over her shoulder.
Maeve's journal? Be my guest, if it's not underwater by now.
She held up her palms.
Just no more tree craziness. You hear?
When Francesca was back in her house, Stephen and Samar looked at me accusingly.
Why didn't you talk? Samar demanded.
Because it was foolish. Because I wasn't supposed to.
Because.
Looking defeated, Stephen and Samar trudged away. They hadn't gone far when Samar paused and turned to Stephen.
Something happened today, she said. People at school were being weird.
talking about me, whispering, passing notes even. She narrowed her eyes. You didn't tell anyone, did you, about what happened last night? Of course not. Then I wonder what was going on. You're probably imagining things. I don't think so. I mean, I'm used to people talking about me, being mean, but this was different. Things aren't always what they seem. Stephen smiled sympathetically. Come on, let's go check out that shed. I watched the two of them head towards Samar's backyard. They were talking, laughing, becoming friends perhaps. Maybe I hadn't been so foolish after all.